Testing, testing, da 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 da. Now it's time to post this, hopefully. Bum, 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 bum. Is this still ongoing? I'm assuming so. Testing, testing, trying to figure out how this Twitter works. Not sure if it's working right. But I'm typing, copying, copy this link, copy this link, copy this link. Why won't you copy this link? Oh, okay, thanks for working. Share, copy link. Oh, good God. Okay. How do I share this, actually? Delete, yeah. There you go. Okay, so now I do share via, or no, was it copy link? Oh my good golly, why is it so, whatchamacallit, inconvenient? Oh no, this is only space. Is that an hour early? I don't know how to change the time. Don't believe the time. The time lies. Time is always a lie. Share via, why don't I share via Twixer? Yeah, X. What's happening? Pain. Here, there's, and then this is chat room. I actually do have a headache right now, by the way. Chat room. Okay. This is work? No, that would look redonkulous. Delete. How did I share this last time then? Painful, painful, everything's painful. Oh, hey, there's captions. That's right. I should do that again. About spaces. Report to space. No, please do not report to space. View rules. Hi. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. What if I do this? Invite. Copy link. Okay. How about I copy two links? That's right. Dirty link copier. And then I do, space. The final frontier. The final frontier. It's really not. It's probably the water, honestly. And then here's space. There you go. And then, okay, now I have to find the other link. Good golly. Let's see. There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Chat room. You dirty chatters, you. Yeah! Oh, that looks so much better. Oh, I should not be looking at anything bright. I tried to set up my laptop for, like, streaming. But my headache is, like, pretty bad right now. So, I'd rather just close my eyes and perish. Send now. Yeah! Alright, what does this look like? Okay. Host. Yeah. And now there's a chat room. Yeah, look at that. Two shared Twitter spaces. Disgusting. Okay, cool. Okay, Oh, actually, I have a question. I'm gonna start music. Can you hear this? Oh, that reminds me. I should also do this, I wanted to get the YouTube chat on my OBS in preparation for the future. Let's see if this works. Oh, good God. Bright lights. So painful. I don't think it's working. I got the little monkey-looking thing. I guess it ain't working, then. That's a shame. Really? I wonder why. Oh, maybe I gotta... I don't know. I'm just gonna exit OBS. I can't look at bright lights. I'm in, like, a dim, dark room. I do see the laptop, though. Oh, yeah. Sorry. My attention span. Okay, let me start the music. Here you go. Can you hear this, like, very light piano sound? I can't play it too loud. My head will die. I will break, like glass. Do you hear the gentle piano? Oh, you do? A bit? Oh, cool. We'll let that, like, exist. Yeah. Okay, cool. We got some... Ah, it's so bright! Ah! I need to do that YouTube thing where everything becomes dark. Inverted, like a belly button. Okay, cool. Alright. I guess we'll just be here in bed. Let's see. Oh, did I miss anyone? No, I don't think so. Okay, cool. Was this from last time or was this from today? I think this is from last time. Yeah, I remember. Oh, that's because I'm on a laptop. I usually use dark mode, but I haven't set this thing up. My laptop, I don't know if you can hear it, but it's like, it's whirring. You know, like, can you hear the fan? It's my number one fan. Oh, this song's from Audio Stock. That's where we get most of our stuff. Oh, we're just... Well, actually, I don't know if some people are... Actually, I should link it here. I'll link it on in the chat, too. Oh, you can't hear the fans? Oh, that's cool. Oh, my God, Twitter is also... It's also so bright. Oh, my good God. Okay, let me type this. Here you go. Yeah. Gosh, now that I think about it, looking at that URL seems, like, so dirty. It's probably a little silly of me to think it. I think X is actually like a lewd site, wasn't it? That's what people told me. So that's why when people are trying to talk about X, it just sounds like it's censored or something. Yeah, like isn't X like actually a lewd site in Japan? I wouldn't know though. I've never been on X. Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah, I heard that it was, like, difficult to get as an official thing. I don't know, man. I call it Twixer. X is something else? What's the something else part? Oh, I see. Oh, being in the darkness feels so nice. Oh, I went to Build-A-Bear so I can, like, have an idea of how to record. I could see the difficulty in it, actually. There's a lot of IP stuff. For example, Tom Nook there, he's like showing up saying, I want your bells. Give me your bells. And then there's Isabel there saying like, I just want to get away from Tom Nook, but he follows me everywhere. So I have to be able to avoid that stuff. I asked about the recording policy. I have to ask for like a official perm thing though, I think. But I bought like some stuff there. I'm going to come back. When I come back, I have two things in mind. I don't want to spoil it yet, though. But I hope that I can find someone who does customized outfits. So I can have... Well, number one, I do plan on getting, like, a... No, I can't spoil it. But if I get the rights to show it on a video, I'm just gonna make a stupid video. I'm just gonna warn you. I'm gonna make a stupid video about my... The lore about my... My upcoming stuffed animal, okay? I've already made the lore up for one of them. One of them is like, in the daytime, he is but an accountant. He works in the walls of Wolf Street? Or was it Wall Street? I forgot, man. He works as an accountant, okay? He'll help you with your taxes. And then, in the nighttime, he'll kick your ass if you're a criminal. I don't know yet. But I'm gonna get him a suit, and then he's kind of like Batman, but he's not rich. He's just like a normal accountant dude. You wouldn't suspect an accountant to kick your ass, you know? It's like you didn't pay your taxes, and then he proceeds to beat the shit out of you. Oh no, I laughed too hard. My head. Okay. And the other one, I'm gonna make him a detective, but there's no detective outfit in Build-A-Bear. So I'm gonna have to maybe customize that. Oh, and then he'll be like the cop who's specifically out to get my Leo Michi. I don't know yet. I don't know what I'll name it. But I really want the detective. And then no, I'm gonna get the Batman one. Oh man, there's too much I want. Painkillers, no, I'm all natural. No, they just have freaking pajamas. They had like not quite like it, but like cameo thing. But apparently cameo colors are copyrighted, so it looks more like Minecraft colors. Can I do an impression? Oh man, okay, I totally want a Batman bear. But I'm gonna do the wrong impressions. I'm gonna ask if I can put my voice in it. So I'm gonna make it say like you wanna know how I got these scars? And then Batman Bear will also be like, give me your pals. he will also talk like that. And what's another thing? I will dispense justice on your balls. Maybe that one. I'm not entirely sure just yet. But I think you have a limit. But if you buy one on your own and then like have them stuff it in there, maybe it's possible. Maybe it's possible. A Bane version. I don't know much about Bane. I only know Bane because South Park had them as a UPS guy. What? That was something that Batman might say. Or more, maybe like, was it the Dark Knight? Okay, but it'd be the Bear Knight. Oh no, there's so many bright things on my computer. Stop it. Alright. Oh, hey, they've noticed me. The moderators have noticed me. Alright, I'll keep you there just in case I get the bunk. But it's okay. It's the Christmas holidays. I'm a good girl.
You want to know how I got these scars?
That is the only reason I know Bane, okay? It is literally just because of South Park. And they're all UPS people. Well, what is Bane's backstory anyway? Was he really pissed off that his package was late? How am I? I have a headache right now. Oh, can I change his music? What else do I have? Oh no, that requires me having to go look at bright pages. Okay. We're gonna be stuck with this. It's the Joker. Well, the Batman's the Joker now. The Batman is Joker. It's like a split personality. By night, he is Batman. By day, he is Joker. And then Batman at night is like, how did I get these scars? And in the daytime, he's like, you want to know how I got these scars, you see? He was a prison breaker. So Bane is literally Advent, if you think about it. It's a reasonable response. No. Why does he have a mask, actually? It's not like he's hiding his bald head. He is bald, right? Or am I mistaking this dude for someone else? Wasn't there this, like, villain with a giant brain? And he's, like, wearing green? And he has, like, spikes on his head? Does anyone know who that is? I don't even know why I know that is a thing. Does anyone know that? Bane is me? Brainiac? Who the frick is Brainiac? Is that also a Batman villain? Is it? Wait, who, how do I know this dude? He's bald, Brainiac. Is that a Batman villain? Or is it just a villain I conjured up on the spot? You don't know? Oh. He was an actual Batman villain? Oh, I didn't know. Did the mask feed some things? Oh, wow. I wish I had a mask that just fed me. Wait, was it a Yu-Gi-Oh monster? Oh, is it? It's a Superman. I don't know anything about Superman. I watched that Korean-looking adaptation. And all I know is that Superman is an alien. And that woman is not exactly good girlfriend material. Considering that I think she threatened suicide just to see if he'd become Superman and out his secret. I do not think she's a very good love interest, honestly. Oh, do you hear that? That's a doggy. They're going, bow, bow, motherfucker. I think her name is Lewis. I don't remember. Superman's girlfriend. The reporter girl. In the Korean adaptation, which is like a manhwa, it looks like. She's like, I know you're Superman, but I'm waiting for you to tell me your secret. But instead of waiting, she like tries to jump off a cliff or a building. And then Superman has to out his secret to save her. So like, dang, that's guilt tripping, my bro. Oh, Lois Lane. Okay, who the frick's the Lois girl from the Family Guy? Lois Griffith? Is that, or Lois Griffin? I forget. She does that a lot, dang. You know what would suck? If she got the wrong Superman all this time. It's like, ah, shit, that's the wrong dude. And then her life's just like, kaput. Oh, you know what they should do? They should have a Superman and a Family Guy crossover where Superman ends up with Lewis Griffin instead, and then Peter ends up with the other Lewis. I think they would deserve each other. Lewis Griffin, I don't remember much, but she seemed like level-headed enough, you know, until she fucks Quagmire. But her and then Superman, I think they'd be a better couple. Like, Peter should just really end up with anyone else, honestly. Honestly, Peter should just end up with Quagmire. Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Can we petition that? Why? What's wrong with it? I think it'd be interesting. Right? Come on. That'd be a good ship, though. She'll be like, I can't do an impersonation of Lewis Griffin, though. What does she say? Peter, stop that! But with Superman, she's like, oh, Superman, don't stop. And then for Lewis, the other Lewis, like the Batman Lewis. Oh, sorry, Batman and Superman Lewis. When she's with Peter, I don't even know what if she has like any good lines, honestly. It's like, are you Superman? And Peter's like, hey, no, that's literally it. That's really all I know. Oh, you know what was a weird thing? Oh, Chami Hair, thank you for the gifts. I hope you're well. You know what a weird thing I realized? Okay, so I watched like a Ruby crossover with, I think, the Justice League. I think it was them. Second, happy 3 months. Thank you. So in this one, so all the heroes, like Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, Flash, they end up in the world of Ruby, but they also kind of like become younger and kind of more anime-ish. But the weird thing is, like, I feel like Batman could have been a thing with that, the white-haired girl. I forgot her name. Weiss? Ice Girl. I thought she was kind of best girl, not gonna lie. Ruby's okay. Yang's cool. But Weiss is like, yeah, she's bitchy, alright, but she's an interesting type of bitchy. I liked it. Also, I haven't kept up with Ruby, but I learned that, some girl, I think Pyra or something, she dies. And then the other dude, I don't remember his name either. I'm just gonna call him, like, Captain America. He becomes hardcore. He becomes more capable. So I was like, dang! They really gave this dude PTSD, because that was, like, the entire movie. Him and his PTSD over, like, Pyra. So, and then all the other characters, they look, like, different. So I was like, what the heck happened? Is it even, like, almost done yet? She wasn't ruined? Oh, that's good. Oh, sorry, spoilers! I'm so sorry. Wait, but it's been like 15 years, hasn't it? Hasn't it been like 15 years? I'm sorry. Guys, I can't show the Nyakuza. The Nyakuza cannot protect you from spoilers this time. I'm so sorry. I forgot. Look. Just know that the Shiori novella experience is literally getting spoiled. I am the girl that spoils you with actual spoilers. Hasn't it been like 10 years though, guys? Come on. That's like me spoiling something from the, like, the 900s. Come on. Everyone knows that the Revolutionary War happened over tea or some shit. I'm kidding. That's a joke. Come on. That's like spoiling that George Washington was the first president. Come on. I'm surprised that thing hasn't ended yet. Come on. How long has it been? That's like as bad as One Piece, isn't it? Isn't One Piece on like 3,000 episodes or something? And then One Piece are gonna remake it. And they're not even done with freaking One Piece. They're not even done with it. Now they're gonna remaster it, reanimate, enhance. I don't know what they're gonna enhance though. The amount of straws in Luffy's hat. Oh, it's 1,000? It's been 10 years? Oh my good golly. Monty? Who's Monty? Sorry. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, no. Oh, no. I just remembered who he is. Oh, no. I'm so sorry. My bad. I was thinking Monty Python. I was like, why would you connect Ruby with Monty Python? The only... Oh, shoot. I'm getting too excited. My head hurts. The only Monty I remember is Monty Python. Python. You know, I tried making my mom watch it because I really liked the movie. She did not smile or laugh during it, so I just felt bad. So now I never recommend her anything ever again. Nah, all my recommendations non-existent. And my mom asked, like, you watch anything? I said, no, I know nothing. No, I remember who he is. He had dentist. Oh, I'm so sorry, though. That's pretty sad, she, though, you know? Because I too believe that the dentist exists. And I, too, used to go to where the dentist resides in the dentist cave. Like a bad cave, but with dentistry. It's like, you just get your teeth fixed and you know. Damn, it's freaking scary. I just came here for, like, some cleaning. Instead, you just... Oh, I should probably not go there. My mind is wandering. No. The dentist cave, exactly. Da 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 dum da da. They're being... Oh, you didn't we watch... We watched that one... The one thing with the plant. And it goes like, feed me, Seymour. Little shop of horrors? Or was it little pet shop of horrors? Oh, thank you for the head pat, pickle man. Pickle man, pickle, 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 Pikachu, pickle, pickle. Spoof. Better pacing or moving the fillers. Oh, thank God. Didn't they make... Weren't they gonna make Naruto without fillers, too? I started learning more about it. I mean, that's only because, like, my friends are nerds. Who tells me about, like, so this is what happens to Naruto. Honestly, Naruto should end up with Sasuke. Sakura, get out of here. I could have sworn they were remaking Naruto without fillers. But that's like going to the dentist and they never fill out your teeth. It'd be like 10 episodes. How do you know if you're a nerd? I think I'm like nerd-like or nerdy. It's just gonna be 5 episodes? Oh, I started watching Chainsaw Man. Okay, so with anime, I am always late. You know, whatever the recent cool anime is, which is like, what is it? Free Run? Five and below. I'm thinking I'll probably not watch that until later. But whatever the recent anime is, most likely I will not see it until a year later. But I finally started watching Chainsaw Man. It's pretty good. Can I spoil it? I'm kidding. I won't spoil it. I won't spoil much. Oh, but it's been a year, guys. It's been a year. Sonicon. Oh, I'll look for medicine later. Oh, I should have brought medicine. I used to bring medicine for headaches all the time. But I think, like, I needed to conserve space. There's only so much space in my vortex of doom. Key, oh, you finished catching up with Chainsaw Man. Oh, good God. That's good. So now if I spoil you, you're not exactly, like, you know, actually spoiled. I don't read the manga. Oh no. Okay, no, I can't talk about it then. Oh man, all I know is that, like, the main character is kind of funny. I remember I said once, like, you just shove a pair of tits in front of, like, a character and then they'll like be less depressed. Like, look at him. Kaneki Ken, Toka shoved her tits and now he's like a father and he's okay. Not suicidal anymore. Who else? Who else, like, fixed their life with a bunch of titties? I'm trying to think, actually. Who else? Who needed like the saving grace? The saving badonkadonks? Parasite dude? Maybe. His childhood friend sucks, though. Are you really Shinichi? Fuck yeah, he's Shinichi! Denji is funny, though. Kirito? Oh, I don't watch Sword Art Online. I wish all the girls just ended up with each other. That's how I think of my Wisney girls. I used to collect the dolls, and I made, like, Yuri ships with all of them, okay? Yusuke? Oh, no, Yusuke was already good. He did not need a pair of... Well, he technically got saved by his childhood friend, but he did not necessarily need it. Yusuke was just OP. The guy from World. No. He was already content with his life. No, these are people who are like, they hate their life until titties, essentially, is how some people work. Vegeta, no, he didn't really cherish those, though. Bulma, nah, he didn't cherish her until, like, way later. But I think Ken Kaneki is like, I'm depressed. Hi, Toka. Titties. And then, I guess I'm okay now. I'll come back for you, Toka. So that's essentially, they just need love, I guess. James, nerd is between smart, obsessed, and socially awkward, and there's geek who's smart and obsessed. Which one's just... I'm just an airhead. I'm like an airhead, that's what I am. Ichigo? Nah, Ichigo's pretty content, though. No, I think... I can only think of Tokyo Ghoul, actually. I can only think of Tokyo Ghoul. Ken Kaneki is like, my life sucks. I have books. You know what sucks? Okay, it's been like 10,000 years, okay? I'm gonna spoil something. It's like, it's not too big a spoiler, but like, he could have just like hooked up with his best friend, okay? He could have hooked up with his best friend. He was Dent's protagonist, but Ken Kaneki was not a Meet Kagune fan, I guess. He just wanted, like, a specific sort of thing. He could have ended up with his best friend, felt loved, and then, like, ta-da. You don't need to date that one girl and then become a ghoul. No, you could have lived a happy, happy eggplant-sucking life. He could have just ended up with a nice, nice friendship slash potential romance with his BFF, okay? And then he could have avoided the whole trauma had he just gone for eggplants rather than the peach. Well, for those who don't know, his friend, his BFF, is technically in love with him. For those who didn't know that. And his best friend, look, that dude, he lets him eat his fucking face, okay? Or more like, I don't know if he really had a choice, to be honest. But he let him eat his face and he forgave him. If that's not love, I don't know what love is. Oh, hold up. Am I getting bonked? No, it's just, what is this? Oh, I see. What's this? Why was this even sent to me? Okay, hold up. I think this is that thing that was said about things. I never said this. Okay, yeah. Is this for everyone? What is this? I'm gonna ask about it. Hold up. Let's see. Oh, thank you for the gifts. Hold on, let me catch up. Balloon, thank you for the SC. Oh, sorry. Grimcat, thank you for the SC. Balloon, thank you for the scars. Kujira. Grim, thank you for the gift too. James, Bunny Bear, Sam. If anyone tells you to watch the anime of school... Oh, no. I just watched the end of school days, honestly. That's like what it's famous for. Rubber Toe. Can I listen? Zippo. Man, I hate that man. Cinder, thank you for the membership. Okay, hold on, last game manager or something. Especially Cinder, Gary. Here you go. Okay, asked. Oh, you know, I wanted to play the visual novel for it, but I don't know if there's like an official translation for it. Is there? I'm not entirely sure. 93, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Clarent, Josh, Yanin, and Yokoko. What do I think of the Noble, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Oh, I have to watch a whole series? Okay, but like, I wanted to sort of play the game because I heard like there's other girls. But there's even a harem ending now that I think about it. But from my understanding, It's been like 10,000 years. Can I talk about it from what I remember? Hoden, hello, and Luke, thank you. To your attorney, no. Assume I do not know much about most animes. I have like a very niche thing, I guess. Cobra, thank you for the gifts. Okay, so from what I remember, there's this girl named like Sekai, right? Sekai. And then there's this other girl named like Konata, I think. And the dude had feelings for Konata, was it? And then Sekai, I think she just agrees to wing woman for him. Is that correct or no? Is it correct? There's an official site. Oh, there is? Oh, that's so cool. There are some more interesting. Oh, Kotohana. Oh, sorry. You guys are so smart. I'm just gonna say she's Konoha from the Leaf Village. But Konata's lucky star? Okay. Well, she's Konata now. The lucky star girl ended up in school days. Okay, hold up. Let me make my fanfic. Okay, so Konata from school days ends up in the world of... Oh, sorry. Konata from Lucky Star ends up in the world of school days. And she goes there and going like, Nipa! And then, but here's the thing. The world loops. The world loops if she doesn't get her happy ending. And she has to find an ending where she does not get killed by Sekai. And Sekai is like, he's my man, bitch! And then, unfortunately, Konata, all she does is go like, Nipa! So she's in this tie. She's like in the loop. Mahadan, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Brandoodle, thank you. It's interesting. Oh, and Monolich. Oh, no. Hey, hi. Oh, no. I got too excited. My head hurts more. But anyway, let's see. So then, like, the story... I think Sekai just was gonna help him, but she didn't have feelings at the time, right? Or am I completely wrong? Oh. Is it dead? Oh. am I back yet? There you go. refresh? Oh. It's fine? Oh, only for PC? Oh, I see. Interesting. My ships are too hard. They break the mold of reality. Zubat, thank you for becoming part of the novel. Nice. Isumo, hello. And Zubat, thank you for the gifts. Okay. Here, I'll say, be sure to refresh, like, what's it called? What's that sandwich store again? I forgot what it's called. $5 foot long. what was it called? Subway. It's called Subway. Eat. Oh, that's Eat Fresh, not Refresh. Frankie, thank you for the gift. It's close enough. Come on, guys. Subway. Refresh. Oh, no. My laughter. My head hurts. Look. I'm taking all the mottos and I'm enhancing it, okay? $5, press F5, refresh. Oh, hold up, something about, has a new work called Chojin. What's it about? It's similar? Does it have cannibalism? But the dude's probably gonna end up with a girl. Oh, it's okay, I'm just laying in bed. I have, like, dim lights. The only thing I'm looking at is, like, the chat room go by. I shouldn't look at any other, like, page, though. Dun. If I go quiet, that's because I my head be hurty. But yeah, I'm gonna collect a bunch of plushies and then I hope I can buy customized outfits for the plushies. And then I'm gonna make a video where I just talk about their lore. And then, oh man, what if my Batman bear falls in love with my detective one? Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, no, am I allowed to talk about that? Oh, hold up. I gotta think about the logistics of it. I might be an airhead, but I am a semi-smart airhead. Like, I'm the airhead that you would eat, but there's, like, a bit of brain in there. So then you spit it back out. And then I go like, I'm an airhead. And then I start walking with that brain piece. It's like a voodoo doll. No, it's not. It's called fan fiction. I did get Winter Mitri. Yeah, I did get him. I don't understand it though. So do you get like, what's it called? Sparking? Sounds kind of weird, not gonna lie. Oh, Maple Leaf, thank you for the SC. Oh, I can't mention it. Well, I have like future plans in the works. I do have plans, but it's not like a serious plot or anything. But in the future, I do want to have like a slice of life. Yeah, and it'll probably be short. It'll be short because, you know, gotta do stuff. But I also want to make like those tapping games. Like a cookie clicker. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure yet. But you'll have like a Digivolution. Or maybe those games where you tap a lot and they're like every now and then there's like a personality related question or like a scenario. And depending on how you answer it, the Shiori you get is, it could be like Shiori Newsvella, Shiori Santavella. Like you unlock a different Shiori based on how you answer. Does that make sense? I thought it'd be fun. Like there's literally no use to make it, but I thought it'd be funny. Oh, like an idol game. Yeah, like that. Yeah, like a Shiori-volution. Yeah, I think that'd be cute. I do have some contacts I could probably ask about it, but only when they're available, because they're working on their own stuff right now. Novali, thank you for the gifts. You want a romance? Well, it's gonna be like those collectathons. So, it'll probably depend on which fan, because my idea is like they're all like their separate instances, you know. Like maybe, oh, you know what'd be funny? Actually, I don't know if it'd be a good idea. Hold up, Nightmare is personalized. Thank you for becoming a bookworm and Bizarro. I had an idea. So you guys know I like self-insert stuff, right? Like the text adventures and all that. All that hoo-ha. So I think it's great when you're able to customize crap. I was wondering if there should also be like an option to just make a gender bent Shiori. So like if you want Shiori with an XX chromosome, there's Shiori. And if you want Shiori with an XY chromosome, there's just Rory. I thought it'd be interesting. I'm not entirely sure how it'd work though. Like, honestly, the only thing that would really change would be the sprite, wouldn't it? Oh, but actually, no, it'd be funny. Okay, I can make Rory like my cooler self, right? My cooler self? Oh, no. I would have to really, really mold Rory. Because I think, like, if I had Pee-Pee, I think I'd be, like, completely different, right? I'd be like cool, suave, macho. or not. We'll see. But that'd be funny. A clicker game. Oh, thank you, Pickle Man. It's just Shiori but hot. Oh, I wonder if it should be a comedy then. I wonder if that should be a comedy thing. Yeah, but like I like those little things. Suave fella. I'd be a dork? No, come on. If I had pee-pee, I'd be, like, different, right? Boy failure? What do you mean? Would I be, like, a house flipper? I'd be the fixer-upper. No, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Eric! Real! Thank you for the SC. Yeah, I like self-insert stories, because, like, you know, sometimes you just wanna be called you instead of Katarina from Hamefura. But yeah, that'd be a neat idea. Okay, I'ma jot that down. I'ma jot that down. I do wonder. I wonder how the coding would be. I'm pretty sure. Well, okay. So I made this game. I made this game once, right? Or I attempted to. I technically tried to make multiple games, but so in the game, there's like a personality section. It's just like 5 or 10 questions, but how you answer it gives you a different companion. It's kind of like that, actually. It's just a bunch of conditional branches. I mean, there's only 2 characters. There's only two characters. Thank God I didn't make four. So you just get two characters. One is like a nicer dude. The other one, like, he'll I guess he's like Henry from Fire Emblem Awakening, actually. It wasn't meant to be, but he doesn't make puns. He's just like really deadly. Roberto! Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I best save up then, Roberto. Rokenji, happy holidays. I hope you have a wonderful holiday too. Yeah, I made that. Man, that was like a self-insert fantasy for me. I told you guys before, but I made like a game just so I can make anime boys, and then I can put myself in the game, and I made a whole world dedicated to it. Of course. Oh no, could I have? Did I let people name themselves? I don't remember, actually. I don't remember. But I know how to do it. I know how to do it. In my RPG Maker game that I wanted to do for, I think I did a membership stream for it or not. You can self-insert your name. I haven't worked on it since then, though. But thankfully, I'm getting, like, assets already prepared. So it's just, like, this copy-paste script. Put in assets eventually. Legendary! Oh, thank you for the thing. I'm glad you like them. Although I'm gonna be like pretty slow with them, unfortunately. I gotta rely on the more knowledgeable people. Ash, thank you for becoming a patron. Tenfen, thank you for the gifts. Like a long name? I'm pretty sure the limit is like 10 or 15 characters for that. Dun dun du 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 du. Oh, what else did I do today? Let's see. I've been getting really good sleep. I think it's because, so my cats, at a certain time, they like scratch against the door, right? They scratch and they're like, meow, sure, let me in or I'm shitting on the floor. That's usually Pepper. And I end up having to like walk up there, open the door and let them in. The thing is, like, even if I preemptively let them sleep in my bed, the issue is that they start taking up my space. Like, they end up... How do you say it? Well, first off, salt tends to go on my chest and just sit there, right? Sits there menacingly with, like, a knife and just looking at me adoringly, like a yandere. And then Pepper! No, salt is a super clingy one, actually. He'll wake me up all the freaking time. And then Pepper will eventually show up. Pepper's someone that scratches. It's hard to tell. I don't know. Probably gotta do like security cam. Gotta do like Five Nights at Freddy's on them. So I think like being away from them as much as I love them is sort of helping my sleep. So yeah. I think they're getting attached to the cat sitter. I'm gonna be jealous if they stop loving me when I come back. I like cats. I love them. Oh, there's some. So, my papa, he's been feeding a cat around here too, right? I'm not entirely sure if the cat's a stray or if it's just like a, what's it called? Like a homebreaker? I don't know, but like, they show up. I don't know where the cat food is. I don't even know if he's feeding them cat food, really. But I left them some meat outside. Do you think the cat will eat it? Pepper has been behaving. He specifically shits on the floor just to piss me off. it's a homewrecker cat, I think. Anyway, oh, is that the term? I don't know. But I hope that the... You don't know, but I don't know where the cat food is. All I have is barbecue. I probably will. I hope so. I mean, it's cold as fuck outside. But I even heated it a little. I just hope it eats it. It was going like... Meow! Meow. So I started looking. Well, I didn't want to look for it. I didn't want to scare it off. But I just took like a bowl and I put some meat in it and I hope it eats it. If it doesn't heat it, I'm just gonna have to get the bowl before my mom notices it. Oh, isn't there supposed to be a video released soon? Hold on. So it's out now. Let's see. There's just a schedule here. Oh, good. Okay, I think we have time. I think it's like, is this an hour? I don't understand how time works. My laptop is like a different time, but I think it's incorrect or something. If it's an outside cat, what if it's like a very spoiled cat? Yeah. Oh, wait, you know about the guest too? Oh, wait, did it disappear? Isn't it out? It says it's scheduled. I don't know. Oh, I can't look at that page. It's too bright. It was there last night. Oh. Sync my laptop clock. Oh, that's a good idea. I thought I did that. As you guys know, my laptop time has always been like a different time. What? Oh, okay. Hold up. Oh, there you go. Set time automatically. Whoa! Wait, what time is it? Is this right? No, I don't know. Hold up. Oh, I see. Okay, I think I understand it. I think I understand, though. Gonzalo, thank you for the bookworm. It's gone. Oh, it's privated. Oh. No, I think my laptop time was like 2 hours behind or something. I have no idea. Like my desktop time is fine, but my laptop time, it was always a different time. Oh. Well, that's too much thinking for me. Too much thinking. I close eyes now. I'm just playing with my Fitbit in my hand. Let me see how many steps I got. Not enough. Yeah, not enough. I would like to do more steppies, but I have a headache, so I don't think it's a good idea. But there's a treadmill here. I was wondering if I should bother investing in one. But then there's like... That's like space. Also heavy. It's also heavy now I think about it. It's kind of nice. Usually when I do steppies, I just pace back and forth in the hallway. Had a long day? Yeah, I think so. Oh, let's see. I think I'm about to upgrade my phone. My mama and I were just trying to think of, like, when the best time is. Because it's almost Christmas, you know? It's a lot of people and a lot of parking and all that stuff. I'm just gonna get, like, I'm probably gonna stick with, an Android stuff. Just because I'm used to it. I have, like, a few work phones that are... Specifically iPhones, but I don't really like the feel of it, I think. Yeah, oh, my phone is like an Android S7. I've had it for years. And I think my mom had the same phone, actually. Right, she has it. You got a Samsung S23? Oh, that's good. iPhone's annoying. I don't understand the iPhone. Because, like, sometimes if I touch a certain area, it's not, like, the UI I want, but it brings up a different UI. I guess it depends on where you're touching things from. It's confusing. At least in Android, I just, like, okay, I swipe down. It's just one UI. It stays like that. Androids are more versatile. Oh, I see. You can voice tweet? Oh, that's right! You can't do Twitter Spaces on Android. Well, I have this phone anyway. This phone doesn't have, the SIM card. So it is. It's just, my work phone. That's, like, for Discord and, like, Gmail and all that stuff. It is specifically, like, internet only. And then I have another phone, which, this one, well, actually, I probably can't mention it. It's just for the body movements, you know? The body, the puppeteering. And then my phone right now that's currently dying, I need to replace it fast. I do not think it will last another year. It is that ancient. It is an Android S7, I believe. You've been using Pixels? How's Pixels? Yeah, this phone that I'm talking from, it's Wi-Fi only. It's Wi-Fi only. Yeah, I don't think you can do voice tweets on Android. To be fair, I stay away from like social media stuff on my main phone. I don't have Twitter on there. Let's see, what do I have on there? Oh, okay. I have Fire Emblem Heroes. I'm getting interested in like the character designs, honestly. I don't think I'll play like the games, but I am interested in, like, if they look interesting or if they look cool, all that stuff. Yoshi, thank you for the SC. You've only thought of, Oh, my pop was an iPhone guy all the way. He's always talking about, like, you should get an iPhone. You should get an iPhone. You want to check out this iPhone? I signed a contract with an iPhone. I sold my soul. But I'm like, I always got the hand-me-down phones. That was the thing. I was always getting hand-me-down phones. But I think this time, I think, like, since my mom and I have virtually, like, similar models, I actually do have to get a new phone. What kind of games for my phone? Oh, I don't do a lot of games, actually. I'm pretty sure I have a Morse code learning, but the thing is, like, I don't practice it enough. I have, like, kanji learning, but I don't look at it enough. Let's see, Lancelot, thank you for the gift. Solar, turning on airplane mode. Let's see, my help. Oh no, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. No, mine's like dying. I actually have to restart the entire phone just for it to connect to the internet. Let's see. You need an S10 for 5 years? Oh, you had it. Oh, yeah. I think mine was, my phone's been around for probably 6 or something years. Apparently, people are supposed to change their phones every, like, maybe 2 or 3 years. But I didn't quite understand why. It's like, it's an expensive phone. Was that a micro USB? Oh, I don't know. If it fits, I just, like, stick the charger in.
If I didn't phrase that, you'd be like, woo!
Hello, Shiorios. Maybe the antenna's damaged? Just an antenna? Is there an antenna on those things? That's what companies want you to do. Yeah, but my phone lasted like 5 to 6 years, so I don't see any reason to replace it. Also, I don't... You know how most people have a crack on their phones when it's that old? So, I didn't have a crack on my phone, but I did have like, at the top left, there's like a little bit of broken, I guess like glass, you know? Like, it had a little bit of cracks. So that was the most that I had. It's very fun but dangerous. Oh, I see. The battery performance? Oh. You know what I wish? I wish that they just let you replace the battery. But that would be too smart. They want your money. Oh, what's weird is, so for the phone that I use only for body movement, by the way, this phone does not go anywhere else. Somehow, there's like a tiny crack on it. And I'm like, how did this happen? I'm not entirely sure why. Not like it'll matter. I gotta give it back someday.
It's like, yeah, this phone, take my body. You can have it. There's a crack in the middle. I'm gonna get a better phone.
I don't know why there's like a little crack on it. It doesn't go anywhere. It's kind of wonky. Old phones had replaceable batteries? Yeah, but that was too smart. They knew they couldn't make money off of you. No, I don't think I sat on it. It just sits on like, what's it called? Like a tripod or something. The force mandatory. Oh, wait, will they? Oh, wow. Europeans are so smart. I can't believe you guys are like a myth. Let's see, Google Pixel Asus. What's it? Oh, Asus, like, that's like a brand. That's all I know. Oh, hold on, let me catch up. Sorry. Spoof. With an FVH. I met this blue girl who's a dancer. I think her name's like... I forget, actually. I think it starts with an N? Nahida? No, that's a Genshin, I'm pretty sure. Blue girl, dancer, she can kill, and she's like... blue. I also like the dragon girl. I think her name is Mir or something. I tried to like Burkut. I think that's his name. He has like a fiance named Bernoa. I looked it up because his design was cool, but then his personality was like shit. Oh, Ninan. I think, yeah, Ninian. I like her. Don't know who she is, but she seemed cool. So I've been using them. I'm trying to diversify my team, but I have 2 Dimitris and, Soren. Okay, you know what sucks? I like Soren, but he keeps showing up for me. Like, Soren, I already have you. Now I have like multiple versions of you, like 3 stars. Soren's pretty good. Also, Byleth, the one that's the, like, Sothis looking. It's pretty good too, actually. I also have Robin from Awakening. He's kind of OP because he can move anywhere, so it's kind of neat. Let's see. This one's. I hope you enjoy. Oh, thank you, Kurosoda. I think I'll enjoy it. I'll probably have it for another like 6 years. I know, Bob. Thank you for the SC. And Shift Rider, your dad works at Apple. Oh, he probably gets like a discount on it, really. I don't know if it's brave. What makes him brave? Will they go in the middle of the night? They don't need any nightlight when they go piss? Oh, thank you. I think it's scheduled, Zippo. It's scheduled. I think it's like in another hour, probably. Yeah. Yeah, I'm assuming it's in another hour. So, I think when that happens... Oh, I wonder if I could raid into it. Oh, but I'm not really live, technically. I'm more like dead. I'm dead inside. Can I redirect? Oh, God. Well, not really? Question mark. Videos. Oh, it has to be live. I'll just link it later. I mean, you guys know I'm here. It's scheduled. Oh, okay. I've been letting Henmama do the scheduling. He's been very helpful with handling that stuff. I'm so sad, Shi, because I messed up on one of my shorts. I noticed like there was a sliver of a second that didn't show up. So Shi was just kind of there, and there's like a black screen behind her. That makes me sad, Shi. Oh, you guys can't see it obviously, but I'm hugging a stuffed animal right now. I'm on my bed, laying to the side. My phone's right here. Laptop in front of me, dim lighting. I have like my doll lamp lit up at the back, and I'm just hugging a teddy bear right now. Oh, Brave Robin was from Legends? Oh, I don't know. I just did like, it's like male Robin with like a white shirt and like some purple looking cape. And he's like, you can change the future. Oh, I think I'm hungry now. I'll have to eat later. I'm cute. Oh, why? Oh, you got a taco plush? Oh, man. Oh, you know what would be cool? If you could eat the plush and it regenerates. Oh, that would solve so many issues. Oh, wait, but no, you need to cook it. You can't just eat something raw. Well, I mean, you could. That's just called cannibalism, really. You got a sapling plush. Oh, that's nice. Oh, if my tummy grumbles, you guys like it anyway, I think. You'll be like, ha! I knew it! She feels hunger and pain just like us. It's a support unit? Oh. Like a starfish? Oh yeah, like a starfish. Like a Patrick Star. I'm just closing my eyes right now. Oh, but like in my Build-A-Bear research... So apparently they have heartbeats. They actually like they scour the earth for humans who are alone, and they corner them into an alleyway, and then they shove their hands into their chest, and then they rip out their hearts. But they do it in such an efficient manner that the heart still beats. And then they can stuff that into your Build-A-Bear. So I'm gonna go do that when I can. I want my thing to have a heartbeat, and then I'm gonna get a certificate for it. But the thing... Okay, so I looked at your certificate. I already bought, like, an Build-A-Bear, like, years ago. But, okay, here's the thing. I never like giving my name. So, when I did the Build-A-Bear thing, right? It says, like, tell us about yourself. Like, what... How old are you? Are you a female or you got pee-pee? And what's your name? So for my name, I put ZZCC. And then the certificate, it says like, this Build-A-Bear belongs to ZZCC. I was like, oh no. I don't like people collecting my freaking, you know, like the privacy stuff. Stanzio, thank you for the SC. So yeah, this like, this Build-A-Bear belongs to ZZ. So I'm gonna get a certificate, and then I don't know what name to use though. I always do like freaking OC names. Zzz. Oh no, I laughed too hard. I can feel the pounding on my, not my tummy. What's it called? My head. But yeah, I'm gonna make a detective. I'm gonna get
Batman. You wanna know how I got these scars? My parents died in that alleyway.
Oh, I should do my own recorded lines. I was also wondering if I should buy my own, the audio devices. And then maybe
I'm gonna rip off lines from, I can't say that.
I will record my lines and then have them put it into the bear.
I will rip the lines from my vocal throat and put it into the stuffed animal.
Maple Leaf. No, actually, I can't do that. I can't do that for Hen Mama. Let's see. Oh, it's from Hello Witty. They have, Kuromi. They have Kuromi and the thing. And, like, the pudding-looking thing, too, Lancelot, in case you want to get that, too. Oh, it'd be so cool if I could do a plushie. Oh, I do want to do a Shiori voice pack, but what should I say? Is it copyrighted if I also say,
you want to know how I got these scars?
Or what's something I say? Shiorin! We can do that one. What else? Something that's tolerable for you. I gotta do my steppies. Oh, but that's not very cute. You wanna do a tangent? Oh, a tangent, I see. I was molded by this. Like that? It's shiori time. Shiorin! Cannibalism? Oh, what if I say, like, I want to eat your face?
You like that, you dirty novel?
Yeah, that'd be good. I like that one. I like that.
You like pressing that button, don't you, you dirty novel-y? You like my voice, you dirty voice liker?
Oh, hold up. Let's see. Some of those Build-A-Bears are really rare. Like, which one? Which one?
No, Kari, I do not think Ishida would like that one.
Oh, out of context? Oh, that'd be funny. I have to see about that. That'd be smart. But I think, like, there's very specific guidelines, so. Oh, maybe I could just, like, I had an idea. Oh, no, that still requires, some permissions, though. That's sweepy, sweepy, sweepy. Something, something, Empire? Kingdom Hearts, thank you. Oh, why did I get bonk? Oh, that's right. Oh, no, I should say, I'm unbonkable! And then you guys could bonk me, I guess. Oh, Kusak! I hope you like it, then. Let's see, what should I eat? I can eat worms. Worms and rice. I don't think I'll do my 10,000 steppies today. I don't think my head can take it, unfortunately. I'm a Shiri MVP. You know, what I wanted to do, I remember that the intro, we were like mixing intros around. I actually wanted to do like a South Park reference where I'm like, I'm not Shiori, I'm Bibu. And then she could be like, I'm not Bibu, I'm something else. Or was that a different intro we were doing? I don't remember. That's what I was hoping for though. It's like, I'm not your friend, pal. I'm not your pal, buddy. I'm not your buddy friend. Add it into my summoner table. Oh, you get a wait, what? And you get a that's a lie, right? The latter part's a lie, right? You're lying to me. I know it. It can't be real. They would never do that. Roberto, thank you for the SC. Oh, I had a friend who he gave me the contact to a translator. So if I have trouble translating my doujinshis, I can contact them. It's like, damn, that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, and now I just have to collect them. Oh, that reminds me, though. You know, so in Dragon Quest XI, it's a very popular ship for Eric and the Luminari, actually. They have a lot of doujinshis. I'm just saying, I feel like it's still semi-popular. It's like, damn. You can S-support your characters if you pull. Oh, yeah. I have, oh, man, I think you need an FES pass just to support other characters. That makes sense. I already put, you guys already know I put them in there the moment I got them. Azam! Oh, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Yeah, so I think Pixiv. Oh no, they had a... I need to go back into my old Twitter. Because I followed a lot of Luminary X Eric art. Because it's like, that's more Eric. That's good enough for me. Damn, though. Luminary sure gets busy with Eric. It's not worth... How much is it anyway? What do you even get? I think they give you do, like... They do... What's it called? Sparking? Sounds kind of wrong, though. It's like you're about to shove something up your ass and get sparked. Gamer Slack, thank you for the gift. Eric, thank you for becoming a bookworm. You don't need to S rank? Oh, if you want more units. Oh, it kind of sucks though, because I also like my Winter Mitri, because he's pretty useful. He it's like a hit and run. He hits and then he runs. Like, oh, that's why Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Oh, they missed that opportunity now that I think about it. They should have given him, like, a reindeer instead of a horse. They got sparking for seasonal banners. Oh, I see. Wait, I think I got a sparking, though. Is it because I'm a newbie? Is that the only reason I got it? Because after a Kohuyu, welcome, welcome. And Eric, in case I missed it. I have a question. So I got like 40 rolls in one of the banners, and then they let me choose a free unit. Is it because I'm a newbie? Is that why they pitied me? They pitied the fool? Because I thought we weren't supposed to get the winter banner? Oh. It's true, Rito? Really? There's wedding music? Huh. The birds are... Oh! The big ear bunny? I see. Oh, that's on certain banners. But I was able to choose one for the winter one with Winter Mitri. Oh, some of it have it. I see. It's kind of confusing which one you can't get it then. Gamer Slack, thank you for the gifts. It's a pity limit? Oh, they sure pity the fuck out of me.
They're like, damn, girl. Okay, here for your thirsty little ass.
Some others have it. Somebody has a base description. Oh, I see. I hope you're not too picky then. I want Fallen, the Fallen one. It's kind of weird. I do like how it doesn't take itself seriously, though. Oh, maybe... Oh, I can finally play Twisted Wonderland on my phone, I think. I can finally play it. My phone won't overheat and then go kaput and explode in my face into a million pieces, giving me multiple scars. And then I would ask, you want to know how I got these burns? They'll require? You'll know which one is pass only because they'll have a pass icon. Oh! I wonder what the pass icon looks like. Does it look like a talk to the hand blue icon? It's like me coming up to someone, and then there's a silhouette of someone having their hand up, as in, like, talk to the hand, Shiori. I don't need your tangents today. You don't think that's how it works? For which one? To talk to the hand or the phone not exploding? Oh no! But someone, well, I mean, I couldn't really confirm. It's not like I was there. But someone on the news, they put their phone, well, this one was under their pillow, and then it combusted while it was charging. I don't know why the fuck they put it under the pillow, though. At least put it on, like, a bedside table, you know? Gamer Slack, thank you for the gifts. Thank you. Wait, is it a 90s thing? Talk to the hand is like, isn't that just like a typical thing? Is it a 90s thing? You know what they should do? Huamoko should make a band, you know? Well, I think it has to be like a, no, I guess it could be a bow band, like a boy band, but instead of like, boys, it's like a bunch of dogs or teddy bears. And then they go sing songs, but in bow bow. Like bow 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 bow. Don't do do do. Bow 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 bow. Bow 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 bow. I was looking for more songs to sing.
I wonder when I can sing them. I wonder if I should try singing on the laptop. The laptop sucks, though. I'm sorry, guys, but I think I'm a spoiled princess. I don't think I like laptops for streaming stuff. Oh, Cobra, thank you. Oh, no, I hope you have a good rest. Thank you for dropping by. I hope that your cough gets better. Oh, yeah, a battle cover of Rap God. How does it go? Hold on. I can't look it up. I might ask. If I sing it, it'll be like too copyrighted. Excuse me. It'll be like, I'm beginning to be your bow god. Something, bow god. Bow god. I'ma go bow the fuck out of your god. Oh, but. I only know English songs, really. So I was looking at like the new things recently. Oh, I don't know. I'm still so used to AMV songs. I'm a like hum a bit of this tune, but I can't sing all of it. It's like do 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 do, do 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 do, da da do 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 do. I wonder if you guys know that song. Oh, you always have to worry about copyright everywhere. I have some things I could do in the future, but definitely not now, I don't think. Lancelot, thank you. Oh, you're sore. Hey, good job on working out, though. You're gonna get some gains. Oh, that song's actually... Oh, I'll wait. Does anyone know it? Okay, it involves touching your dirty novelies. but it's untouched. Yeah, when you're in like a corpo, you always gotta worry about stuff. Even though some people seem like looser on it, you gotta keep in mind things, you know. But I have... Oh, I should ask for Perms to sing that song, yeah. Yeah, Eternal got it. Eternal actually did get it, yeah. Darth, thank you for the SC. Let's see. No, I don't watch Fish Tank. What's it about? Do they just stick people in a fish tank and be like, you now are fish. You fish around. I hope you continue to enjoy Fish Tank and all their fishy shenanigans. No, the song is actually called Untouched, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, now that I think about it. I don't know. We'd have to look into it. I was thinking like a Twitter space karaoke. I wonder. No, it's too specific because the way YouTube works is that they already have the copyright system in place, you know. Twitter, though, I feel like Twitter would be a different story because it's not meant for it. People just expect you to go on Twitter, talk about how you shit all day. And then they expect people to care that you shit all day. So I feel like they don't expect you to go there, talk about how you shit all day, and then you sing karaoke while you're shitting all day. You know, that's like two different things. But YouTube, they expect you to do whatever. let's see. I hope you feel better soon, Scary Walrus. Oh, I hope that you can have a good sleep. Maple Leaf, you wanted that bow. Thank you for the gifts. Actually, you know, it always interested me. It was always interesting that people... Well, I guess it's just because I'm built differently, really. Like, I can't just tweet about anything I think. I will literally make a paragraph or something, or maybe like a few sentences, look at it, and then delete it. And that'll happen or continue for 5 times. And in the end, I'll just send like one emote. That is literally me. And then there's like people who say like, oh, look at this, guys. Look at my breakfast. I mean, I guess I could do that for like Worms or something. But I feel like it's a lot. No, I think I'm like, I'm too quiet or something. It's relatable. Yeah, there's something wrong with showing off, though, you know. Like, for me personally, I would probably just do photography. I used to do that. I used to do it, actually. I need to think of, like, what good pics to use, though. Yeah, I gotta think on that. Da-da-da. You write paragraphs? Oh. Oh, actually, I like taking pictures of photos and, foods and drinks. Well, I don't know why drinks. It depends on the aesthetic of it. But I actually do think food does have an aesthetic to it. So it actually kind of makes sense. The only thing is, like, I also like to take... I actually like to print the pictures. I like doing the photography of food. But I don't usually, like, share them in the end. It's nice, though. It is nice. There is an aesthetic to food. Unless it just looks like you slap it on there, which is my cooking, probably. Like, for example, Kiwawa-senpai, she actually can cook and bake, you know? I've seen the pictures. But then, oh, where's my picture? Oh, shoot. I have a picture of the styrofoam that melted in my air fryer. That's my photography. Anyo, I laughed to hide my head. Gamer Slack, barbecue bacon burger. Oh, burgers, I always have to use my fork and knife on them, though. Yeah, Kiara-senpai has aesthetic cooking and baking. But then me, it's just like, it's medium rare. Is it really girl failure? I don't know, guys. It's more like, more like modern technology, you know? It was just medium rare. The styrofoam was medium rare. Duh. Oh no, I didn't cook the styrofoam. I just put it in the air fryer. So technically, I air fried it. See, that's because I'm used to putting the... You know the leftover boxes? Like, they either give you cardboard or styrofoam? Well, I just wanted to get back to work, so I just stuffed the entire styrofoam in, thinking like, hey, it'll be fine. And then it melted. Of course, I still ate some of the food, but... But anyway, people told me never to do that again, so... The burger pick? Okay, that's because I tried my best, okay? But like, if I'm not cooking for content... No, it still looked like shit. You guys remember how the burger looked before the glow-up? Look, it still looked like shit, okay? But I thought it was funny. Dun, dun, do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. It's part of my charm, thank you. I should buy Girl Boss, the sign, and just put it in the kitchen. It'd be funny. It's more ironic. That's why it's funny, though. You know, I was thinking of doing a Twitter space earlier. It was really early in the morning. I woke up pretty early. Sorry, I got tired there. And then, I thought about it, but I didn't have the energy to look at the laptop. You're actually not allowed to do this, but I thought, if I did a Twitter space and then I fall asleep, I'd probably snore in your ears. And then people would clip it, like, Hall Life Talent snores nonstop, what a catastrophe. Sure, Novella snores? Question mark, exclamation, question mark, exclamation. I probably would snore. and then, if I'm super, super tired, it's kind of rare. But I have these instances where, I'll fall asleep a little, or I'm in, semi-consciousness. And then I'll be honest, I'll drool, okay? If I'm absolutely exhausted, I will drool, and then I'll wake up, and it's like, oh, no. I wouldn't be the first. Oh, wait. But, who did it? But was it on purpose? No snoring ASMR. I have to have some sort of reputation, you know? Just because I'm a freaking airhead ditz doesn't mean that I wanted to appear that way all the time. It's weird, because, I'm an airhead with, modern cultural things, right? Like, I'm a freaking ditzy one. I accept it. I've come to realize I am ditz. I did not always think I was ditz. It was only when you guys started, being concerned for me, really, that I realized, I guess I am a ditzy girl. But I have a type A personality with things for, work and things that I nitpick. Is that the term? So, Photoshop stuff or video editing and all that stuff and management. But when it comes to common sense thing, yeah, I'm an airhead. Eat fresh. Oh, she did a sleeping one. Oh, I see. I think that's probably fine, actually. Now that I think about it. That's, I think it's only because it's Twitter specifically. Oh, but no! Did she snore? Did she snore? That's different. That's different. Yeah, I do have some semi-perfectionism. That's why the scariest thing for me is failure. It'll be good ASMR. No, you'd be disgusted. What if I start talking? What if I start talking in my sleep? Mofu Mofu, something for the SC and spoof. You don't think she snores? Okay, I can't do that then. I can't do that then. What if I say like my deepest, darkest secret? Like my credit card number. Someone you heard drooling. No, it's okay. It's okay. You guys aren't failures. As long as you're alive, then you are succeeding, even if you do not think it. Rubber Toe, thank you for the SC. Oh man, do I sleep talk? I don't know. I used to share the room with my parents, right? I think they did say that sometimes I would talk in my sleep, but I don't remember any particular things. Lancelot, thank you for the SC. What they told me though is that when I was younger, I would have like anime crushes, right? And then I was a toddler, I think. I think I drew on the wall with crayons like my favorite anime crush. I just put like I heart this person. And then they said like, oh no, Shiori, we're renting this place. We have to erase it. And then I hid it. It's such like a good place too, but they found it. You know, like those No, I don't think I would sleep talk about that. I mean, it's not like I can verify it, you know? I'm not gonna leave a recording on. I did have a dream journal. Yeah, I did have a dream journal, actually. Oh, that was fun. I don't know where it is. I'd have to find it. Maybe it's still in my room. I hope I just burnt those journals. I don't want anyone ever discovering it. I used to talk to myself. Oh no, I will sound crazy. Oh, Koruna-senpai. Oh. It's actually... Oh no, I can't talk about that though. Let us say that they never fell asleep then. I think if it's like non-intentional, it's probably okay because it was accidental. But you're technically not supposed to do it. What was I gonna say again? I forget. Oh, okay. Okay, so in my dream journal, let's see. I used to dream about Kingdom Hearts, give me the power of darkness. But here's the thing, I kept the dream journal. I would just give it like a cool, edgy title, right? But I didn't actually describe what the fuck happened in the dream. I used to be so happy when I dreamt of Riku. Welcome back, dork. Good job with socializing. I had like 99 dreams of Kingdom Hearts or more, I think. I was super happy whenever I dreamed about it. There's this one dream with like Riku in his emo form, right? The heartless looking dress. And he was like protecting me, and that we were in like a gigantic white room with a bunch of heads that were like statues, and he was fighting something. I don't remember too much, but he was protecting me, and I was super happy just to see him. Of course I had a crush on Riku, guys. Come on. With my taste, come on. Chain of Memory Shiku? No, it was like in Hollow Bastion when he wears that weird freaking skirt. What else? Oh yeah, like the replica. Yeah. But it was originally from Hollow Bastion, I believe. The weight room. Well, there was water on the ground. There's water on the floor. Oh, what else? There's this one dream that stuck out to me. I think it's because I was trying to listen to... It sounds silly, but it was like those hypnotism videos, right? It was,
Oh, here's your past life.
I fell asleep to one of those. And then, it was probably just like some random ass stuff. But I dreamt that like my past life was someone from Pompeii. And I was one of the people who ended up getting stuck in, When the ashes started covering everyone, and then I died that way. I think it was just like a random ass dream, really. But it happened during the hypnotism thing, so who knows? Who knows, you know? Maybe I was from Pompeii, and I got my ass Pompeii'd. What else? Oh, another dream that I remember. Yeah, that's actually a good question. Let's see. I'll keep that question for the S team, yeah. I'm curious about that. It'd be nice to just sing songs live without any fancy-schmancy stuff. Being buried in ash is kind of like being archived. Oh, true. True, true, true. Oh, anyway, my other dream. This one was weird, but so I was in an elevator. And then I started, like, rising up, right? But I saw, like, the world from past to present. And I saw, like, I was, like, flying across the sky. And there was, like, you know, heck, basically. I don't know why I'm saying heck. I curse all the fucking time. There was hell. There was hell there. And then I saw, like, the age of like, animals and then man. And then I went into clouds. That was kind of interesting. Do I believe in past lives? I don't know. Formal Rabbit, thank you for becoming a novel knight. I think past lives are kind of scary. The reason I think that is only because, it's kind of sachy to make a bunch of bonds in one life, and then in the next life you lose them. But it's also sachy if you, you know, when you kaput, and then that's really it. I think it'd be nice if every life you become friends with the same people you knew in the past, and they just reincarnate in your time or something. Otherwise, I think I'd be too sad. Alright, thank you. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for the SC. The dream is mostly occurred by your memory recapping. Yeah, it's usually a summary of like random assortments of things. Sometimes I dream of people who don't exist though, just like random people. Dun, 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 dun. You know, actually, there was this, like, an indie movie, I think? Not really a movie. There's, like, there's a channel where they make indie videos of, like, cinematics. They usually do fundraising. I forgot what it's called. We could probably do a watch-along there in the future, now that I think about it. Because I think it'd be allowed. But there's this one video where this woman, she has a child, and the child's like, you know, it's cutesy-wootsy sometimes, but then the child talks to her in like a very cryptic, dark way, and the reason for that is because the child is actually her mother, reincarnated into her, and her mother wasn't like the best parent, and now that she is her child's child, she's like, do you remember when I used to do this or something? That was kind of freaky. It was kind of like a horror thing, a psychological. Yeah, Kurosawa, yeah, I haven't played it either. Oh, you were, oh, okay, you're talking to me, sorry, I'm tired. There's new characters in them, especially some new boys. Is it the organization 13, but they're not like nobodies anymore, they're somebodies now? No, swing in your head. Oh. You would like to watch? I would like to watch you. I'd have to find what it's called, though. I forget the title. Oh, the Oshinoko. Oh, yeah. Wait, but I don't think that the mother... I don't think the mother reincarnates, is she? There's quite a few new boys. Oh. Oh, you'd have to tell... Okay, name me one. Name me one I might like. That I don't think we'll ever get... Perms for it though. It'd be nice though. I think it'd be fun. Yara! Thank you for becoming a bookworm. Yeah, I'm gonna miss my parents though. I love my parents. When I saw them at the airport, I wanted to cry. I was surprised that my papa was early actually, because the plane was a little bit earlier than I guess like what I was expecting. But I was really happy to see my papa. Maybe Izora? Is that from KH3? Ephemer? Holy crap, that is definitely an interesting name. Okay, hold up. I'm kind of scared because it'll be like a very bright screen. Okay, Ephema or something? Hold up, KH3. I have to keep only one eye open. This dude looks like he's essentially white-haired Roxas. Wait, this isn't KH3? He He's just like white-haired Roxas, my boys. who else? Yozora. Yozora? Dang, that sounds super, super different. Yozora. That's like the Yoruzuya or something from Gintama. What the heck? This isn't Riku? What? Who the fuck's this?
What? Wait, are you telling me this is not Riku? Who is this? Who is Yozora? This isn't Riku. It is literally just Riku, okay? You cannot tell me. But if you put Riku and him side by side, what is up with the dude and like the white-haired boys? Okay, to be fair, white-haired boys are pretty cute though. Okay, let me put versus Riku. Come on, let me see like a little comparison. You mean to tell me this is not Riku? What? Excuse me? Who is this? I'm looking at the picture still. This has to be Riku. Come on. This literally has to be. Let's see. He's from Final Fantasy 13. It's what Noctis was supposed to be. Okay, but wait, does he have a love interest? Does he have a love interest? Leon, thank you for becoming a bookworm. It's Kingdom Hearts Noctis. It's not Riku. Because Yozora is left-handed. Okay, oh, poor Riku. He now has just, like, too many clones. Oh, you don't know yet. You don't know yet. He does have a love interest. He's dead to me. He is dead to me then. I know, it's like, oh no, he's hot.
He's actually a very heavy spoiler. Oh, I see. Oh, he's from a cancel game. Any Christmas movies? This Nightmare Before Christmas count. Bunker, thank you for the SC. Chi, thank you for the SC. Oh, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. Happy, happy birthday. Oh, let me Pikachu. It may not be available? Okay. But you know virtually nothing. Damn. General, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Okay. If they have a love interest, I back away immediately.
I back away immediately. I'm not gonna stick with a manga for another 3 years only to see him get fucked by Itoka.
Oh, I see. Someday I will play KH3. I own it. Nothing stops me, essentially. Except motivation. Through all his character designs, that makes sense. That's why Riku looks like Riku. And this is why he looks like, Yozora. What else? Oh, okay. Okay, so I watched Chainsaw Man. I'm at, like, the final two episodes. I'm okay with that. I'll be honest. I hope the main character ends up with that one girl, Kobini, convenience store girl. She's crazy. I did not expect her to be like that. I don't really like her at first, but now she's just funny. Shika, thank you for the 3 months. I hope you're having a good day today. You hated it. Wait, did it end already? Yeah, I want him to be with a convenience store. I'm just gonna call her, I don't know, 7-Eleven or something. Konbini. Oh, it is the convenience store. Yeah, I'm gonna call her Konbini. Wait, what do you mean? Well, should I tell her? What happens? Oh, put spoilers though if it's spoil. I mean, I don't really mind, actually. Do they not? It's a valid ship. Yeah. It's not confirmed yet. Oh, there's a movie. What's... Oh. It's also on part 2? Oh, no. Oh, no. Did something bad happen to Konbini? Konbini is best girl, though. No, spoil me. I want to be pampered. I want to be doted on. Spoil me. What happens? Is it bad? Or does... No? She's alive? Oh, okay. Then that's good, right? That's good. Oh, okay. Okay, as long as she's alive. I wouldn't be surprised if he kills her off, though. What? Really? Let's see. Oh, I hope your health issues clear up, Neil. I hope you feel better soon. Oh, she's just not... Oh, I see, I see. Oh, no, don't... Wait, what? What? She lives? Okay. Oh, you assume? Oh, no. I hope she lives, though. I hope she lives. I hope they end up together, because that'd be like a funny ship. That'd just be a funny ship for me. I approve. But the author is, he seems keen on depression. So I think, I do not think my favorite characters will live for some reason. But I do hope convenience stores live, because we need convenience stores in the world, you know? That's where things are convenient. Oh, okay. Well, at least, like, he has a chance, though. He needs to just go in a convenience store and be like, I want a slushie. She has a car? I thought she was, not doing so well money-wise. She is cute, though. I like her. I didn't like her at first. Which probably, I think that was the point, though. You're not supposed to like her at first, because she's kind of cray-cray. Gamer Slack, thank you for the gifts. It's very nice of you. I hope you have a happy holiday and stuff. Oh, actually, can you spoil me another thing? Oh, no, you probably shouldn't spoil. Okay, no, I won't ask for it. Oh, no, I won't ask for it, but I really want to know. Does Meowie get to have a happy sugar life? Or does Meowie have an unhappy sugar life? I hope Meowie is, like, good, though, you know? Imagine getting a wife at the convenience store. Oh, that'd be so cool if you could. Only one more week. Oh, wow. Oh, Mame. Or Maine? Oh, thank you for becoming a bookworm. I hope you have a good day. What is up? Wait, was that a typo? I can't tell if you meant Maine or Mame. Savario, thank you for the gift. I like Happy Sugar Life. It wasn't very happy, though. I like the brother. I did not like pink-haired girl. The mom? I shouldn't say anything. Was she even the mom? No, she was like the aunt, I think. Dang, though, if you wanted titties, you could literally just go to her aunt and be like, hey, yo, I want you. And she'll be like, I love. And then she'll shove her bear. That's essentially the plot to Happy Sugar Life. Can I spoil it? Okay, let me just summarize. The entire PTSD of Happy Sugar Life is just because this girl's aunt shoves titties in everyone's face. That is literally it. Shiko, thank you for the SC. Happy holidays too. Pickle Man, thank you for the SC as well. Who is Meowie? That's a cat, Gamer Slack. It's a cat from Chainsaw Man. Kurozora, you recommend Fire Punch, Look Back, and Goodbye Eri. Oh, but it's like manga, not in it's not like anime, right? And she's in premise. That is essentially the plot, though. Where can I find that out? I think they're on Craigslist. Oh, no, not Craigslist. Sorry, I mean Tinder. Well, you could probably find them on Craigslist, don't they? I don't know. I've never been to Craigslist. I heard that Craigslist is where people kill you. Fire Punch is depression? Oh, no. I don't think I would do that then. I can't watch. I can't look into Fire Punch then. I would be sad, she. Oh, I did watch Land of the Lustrous. Oh, okay. I didn't, like, read all of it, but I watched the anime, and then I tried to keep up with, like, the recent happenings. How did they finally finish episode, like, chapter, like, 103 or something? They're stuck around that. I just feel so sorry for Foz. Emma, thank you for the SC, by the way. I have this, Don't Go to Craigslist. It's old? Really? Oh, I don't know much about it. I just hear memes that people will kill you on there. But, man, when I saw, like, Denji's backstory in Chainsaw Man, I just want to adopt him like cat. And then for Foz, for Land of the Illustrious, I want to adopt them like cat. It will get depressing. Oh, no. I wish to adopt cats. Oh, they can use for job post things. Oh, who's Craig anyway? Yeah, I just like Well, it's funny though, because Denby's character, I don't know if he's meant to be like that. There was an interesting question, like, did he lose some emotions when you know, he became Chainsaws? Because all he talks about is just titties now. Which is funny. He's just a simple guy, you know. He just wants to be loved. So I think it's very nice though. Poor Denji. Aww. It's just some guy with a long list, like a naughty or nice list, right? Oh, he likes list. He's entirely degenerate. Oh, I guess so, but I feel like, actually, yeah, I don't think he'd be a good friend material. It's hard to say. I got to the point where he was like, I don't know if I'd feel sad if these people were gone. So I think it's kind of confusing. Like, I don't know. I know he has a simple motivation. There's something wrong with that. And I do like his character. But in terms of, like, friend material, I feel like it would be very shallow. So that's my only issue. That he's, like, currently pretty shallow. And, like, hey, it's okay if your motivation is just titties. But I want him to care about his friends, you know? So we'll see. He'd be a lame one. We'll have to see, yeah. Because I've only seen the anime. I still have 2 more episodes to go. Oh, and then my other favorite character is Power. I like Aki, too. Oh, no. I won't say why I went, oh, no. But yeah, I would adopt. And then I would feed him like cat. Oh, I should check on the cat. Well, I don't know if they're really there. I should just see if they ate the food. I need to see if they ate the food. Soup Man, thank you for becoming a novel knight. Read it? I'll think about it. We'll see. I'm kind of scared too, because I know I will cry. I will cry. Okay, I'm gonna go check on the food. I think the video is gonna be out soon based on the schedule. So, I'm gonna link it, but I think it's currently, whatchamacallit, it's privatized, but here's link. Thanks coming out in a minute, probably. So I'm gonna go rest up here. I think my headache is somewhat abating now. As long as you stay away from bright lights and everything else.
So the world.
So, you guys enjoyed that video. Remember, Alan Wake and Keanu Reeves are basically the same person. So, I'll see you guys. Take care. Thank you for keeping me company. I'm feeling a little bit better. So, bye-bye! 3, 2, 1, Shiorin! Oh, Sunny, thank you for the SC! Yeah, okay. Bye-bye, have a good night! Or day.